Under what's known as the no-net loss rule, developers must replace wetlands they fill in on an acre-for-acre basis. But a National Academy of Sciences report last year found that what's called wetland mitigation isn't keeping up with the thousands of swamps being filled in. Now the Army Corps says it will focus more on the quality of replacement wetlands rather than on their quantity. Environmentalists fear that could mean an even greater loss of wildlife habitat and a reduction of the crucial water cleansing role that wetlands provide. Charlie Luthen of the Wisconsin Wetlands Association says one fear is that developers may be allowed to replace a wetland they fill in one part of the state with a man-made one in another part of the state.
You're impacting water quality and flood issues and different sorts of things in that specific area. So you can't mitigate a damage in one area, which is local, by another project outside of that watershed.
But Dave Siebert, a wetlands specialist with the Department of Natural Resources, says an agreement the state signed with the Army Corps in August allows the state to enforce its own strict rules for wetland mitigation. Those rules include a requirement for replacing filled-in wetlands with new ones close by.
So that the types of wetlands being impacted are being replaced within the watershed where it's the filling is occurring.
There's only one drawback to these rules. The state budget doesn't include funds for the two staff members needed to enforce them effectively. The result is only a few mitigation projects have been submitted or approved. Siebert says he's working on a progress report on wetland protection in the state. He'll submit it to the Natural Resources Board at the end of January. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.